Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
It's the 9th of September, not just any ordinary day, because today is Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Day, also known as FAS Day. What is this day? Well, it's a day that the world looks at pregnant women and encourages them not to drink. Because in drinking, you can give your child fetal alcohol syndrome disorder. And this is 100% irreversible. But here's the good news. It's 100% preventable by just not drinking. I decided to do something different this year to raise awareness. I asked a couple of my girlfriends whether or not they drank during their pregnancy. And this is what they had to say.
I find the topic of drinking during pregnancy really interesting, that people do things so differently. And I don't think there's anything wrong with having a glass of wine every now and then. I don't think it's bad for you or your baby to have a glass of wine every now and then. Drinking excessively, absolutely not. I personally did not drink during both of my pregnancies, and knowing what I know now, if I had to have another baby, would I drink during pregnancy? No, I still wouldn't.
It's advised to not drink in pregnancy. However, I think there is absolutely nothing wrong with having an occasional glass of wine here and there, as long as it's not daily. Even weekly is a bit too much, but an occasional glass is cool.
Hi, Carol. No, I did not drink during my pregnancy. I didn't know that it was actually a thing that was done consciously, where doctors advise people to do so. I used to feel guilty just having a chocolate, to be honest.
Hi. My doctor advised me not to drink, but I would get cravings, like I would crave ciders. So I would have two ciders max. Maybe it happened like on three occasions, and I delivered a healthy baby. So I don't think it's a problem drinking, as long as it's done in moderation, and obviously you have to consider the baby's health.
Hi, Mami. So I was not advised to drink, and I did not drink. However, because I only found out late that I'm pregnant, I think in my second trimester. Yeah, one was also just slightly disappointed that, you know, I would have prepped better, and I'm just hoping that the baby is healthy, because, you know, I'd have two naps and a drink. But what was funny is I couldn't consume more than just a glass. I just couldn't. And when I found out that I was pregnant, it made sense.
Here are the facts. The World Health Organization projects that the prevalence of fetal alcohol syndrome at 1.5% in the world. Here's the real shocker. In South Africa, the estimated fetal alcohol syndrome prevalence is at least 6%. That makes us the highest in the world. Alarming and shocking. But there is something we can do. Just don't drink when you're pregnant. By doing so, you avoid all the complications that can come as part of fetal alcohol disorder. What are those? Well, development delays, learning problems, attention deficit disorder, memory loss, and poor impulse control. Also, children who suffer from FAS suffer from behavioral disorders, which can start from as little as toddlers all the way to their adult life. Not only that, mothers who drink while pregnant can give their children physical disabilities that forms part of fetal alcohol syndrome disorder. Let's not forget, anything that a pregnant mom eats, consumes, drinks, goes straight to the child via the placenta. So, I say, give that child a fighting chance.
Please don't drink when you're pregnant. Do it for me.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.